Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Michael Cornell of LASIK Plus. Dr. Michael, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And before we jumped in, I wanted to read a little bit more about Dr. Michael so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Dr. Michael Cornell is a board certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology. And Dr. Cornell is among the most experienced refractive surgeons in the United States, having performed over 33,000 LASIK vision corrective procedures. He is dedicated to giving each patient the very best care and uses caution to ensure each of his patients are comfortable prior to and during the procedure. Dr. Cornell retired from the U.S. Army as a colonel after 22 years. Thank you for your service. And most of his free time is spent with family, playing golf, snow skiing, or biking. Dr. Michael, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about your story and what led you to kind of your current spot and all the awesome things that you're doing.
Well, after high school, I went to Panhandle State College, which was an A&M college in Western Oklahoma. And that was during the Vietnam era. And ROTC was mandatory for the first couple of years. And then got married, went back to start my junior year, and one of the recruiters looked me up and said, Cornell, I know you want to go to medical school, and if you'll sign up for Army ROTC, the Army will send you. So I was a poor student at that time, so it sounded like a pretty good deal for me. So 22 years later, after the Army trained me, and I moved around the country, I was able to retire as a full colonel, as you said.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that. And I think that so many times we have like opportunities that we want to try to take advantage of, and you never know when they come. But I think whenever you have that opportunity to jump on something, jump on that opportunity as you have to be able to kind of eventually be able to see the world and to get, of course, your education to be able to be that doctor that you are now, it's best to kind of take advantage of it when you can, right?
I was really fortunate. The Sammy Sosa used to say that baseball was good to me, and certainly the Army was very good to me. It provided excellent training and experience, and I wouldn't trade that time in the Army for anything.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes so much sense. And so I guess I wanted to hear a little bit more about what you're doing now and how exactly you're helping people, you know, through the services that you guys provide. But also, if you wanted to touch too on like how you might feel like the Army has, you know, helped you as a professional, as a business leader as well.
Right. Well, certainly the experience that I had in ROTC and then in the military was very good to demonstrate how important team work was and being able to trust the other individuals that you're working with. And certainly I've applied that to my experience with medical care, but in particular in the operating room when we're taking care of patients. There are a lot of people that are involved in getting patients ready for a surgical procedure. And so we have to really rely on each person on that team in order to provide the best care that we can. And by learning that, how important completing the mission was in the military certainly is carried over with our mission, which is to provide the best care that we can for patients, but in a setting that really allows them to trust us. As you know, many times we come into a medical office, it may be for something that's an urgent need or an emergent need, and we really have to trust the system to have the people in place to take care of us. And so for us to be able to reach out to those patients in a few minutes time and demonstrate that they can trust us and that they can rely on us to give them the very best care that they need, it's really a neat challenge, but one that we all take very seriously.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I definitely appreciate you for breaking that down, because I think so many times we kind of forget those pieces and how each of those pieces are integral to being successful. And when I mean pieces, I mean like members of the team and things that are being done. I think sometimes we see like the corrective procedure done, and we kind of send the end game, but we don't see all the kind of pieces and places and things that were put in place to make that happen.
That's exactly right.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for you personally or for everything that you guys are doing, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Well, again, the thing that I kind of touched on is patients get to a point where they're willing to invest some time and research on the choices that they have as far as getting rid of their glasses or their contact lenses. As they check out different offices, obviously there are many choices for them. And so as that patient comes into our office, each person on our team really takes it upon themselves to reach out to that person, make them feel comfortable. This is a life-changing decision, but it's one that is elective. It's not something that they have to have. If you go into the emergency room with a tummy ache and you've got an appendicitis, you don't really have a choice as to whether you're going to have an appendectomy or not. But we've got those choices with our laser vision correction. And so as they come into the office, then we really want to make them feel comfortable, ensure that any questions that they have, that they're answered in an honest and fair way. And make them realize that we want the best outcome for them. And so by providing that kind of information and developing that relationship really builds the trust that's necessary for us then to complete the procedure and get the result that they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you guys are able to kind of understand and you guys execute on the ability to showcase care, obviously, you know, during the operation, but even before the operation, and being able to kind of put people at peace. As you said, you know, it's not something that is necessarily required that people have to do. So you just want to make sure that they're having the best experience, and that experience doesn't start right when they're, you know, starting the procedure. It starts long before that, when I'm sure they're interacting with you guys, understanding, asking questions, getting more clarity. And I think understanding that whole entire process, and even the process probably after as well too, probably helps to make sure it's a better experience for them, but also for everybody else that they might know about to tell as well.
That's right. And as you know, in our business setting, word of mouth, marketing or advertising really is critical. And for someone to come in and have a great experience like that, for them to share that with their family or friends, really goes a long way in building your business, but also then getting successful outcomes for those patients.
Yes, absolutely. It's very, very important as well. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I want to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
One of the stories I like to tell is when I was growing up, my grandmother used to remind me that I should always wear a good pair of shoes, that they should be clean, and that they should be well polished. Well, by the same token, we really need to take care of ourselves, and in particular, our vision. And the first thing we wake up in the morning, we look at the clock, or we look around to find our glasses or our house shoes. We need that vision from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. And so taking good care of our eyes and taking good care of our appearance is a big part of what makes us successful in life and business.
Awesome. And so now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Well, one of the things that I touched on a little bit was with my military career. In the military, we talk about having a mission. We have an assignment. And to carry out that mission, we have to have good communication and teamwork to succeed at that mission. And in our patient environment, we have to have a team that really is focused on working together and looking after one another. And one of the things that really has been an important aspect of that to me is what I call intellectual honesty. When we're in the operating room, we're working with sterile instruments, we're performing a procedure that we want to see come to a successful end without any complications. And so one of the things that's involved with that process is if something happens, drop an instrument.
Awesome. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a quote unquote CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So as a doctor and definitely obviously as a colonel as well too, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Mike, what does being a CEO mean to you?
With LASIK Plus, I'm not an owner, but one of the mantras that the company really embraces is for each employee to act as though they're an owner and take ownership in what we do and how we do that. For me, I treat each patient, as you mentioned early on, as though they're a close family member, a close friend. And I demonstrate that with, as I shared earlier, taking care of them, showing them personal attention and concern. And then as we're through the procedure, literally giving them my cell phone, my personal cell phone, and telling them that they have full ability to call or contact me by phone or text anytime they have an issue or a question. And for me, that gives me encouragement and really some satisfaction that if they do need to get in touch with me, they don't have to go around the bend, so to speak, but they can come directly to me. And I think over many years of providing my cell phone number like that, I've never had anyone to abuse it or take advantage of that opportunity. But they really know that they can reach out and get a hold of me if they need to. And that's really served me well in developing that relationship and trust that I mentioned to you earlier.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Cornell, truly appreciate that perspective and I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about your team and all the awesome things you guys are working on.
Well, one of the things that being a part of LASIK Plus has allowed me to do, I retired from my private practice. Oh, it's been 3 years ago now. And so most of my professional time is dedicated to helping patients at LASIK Plus with their laser vision care. But with the spare time, I'll say that I have, my wife and I have been able to give something back to the community, so to speak. And part of that has been making a trip to the Yucatan, in particular to a community called Valladolid, which is just west of Cancun, 2 hours, to provide medical care and surgical care for the Mayan people that are uninsured or have no access to healthcare whatsoever. And that's been incredibly rewarding over all these years of being an ophthalmologist, being in the military and in private practice. I've had the ability to develop lots of wonderful skills and abilities, and to be able to offer that back into a community that really has no access to care. And for many of the patients that we've seen this past year, it's not only blurred vision, but they literally have no vision. They are unable to do the work that they need to do. And then if they're farmers or for the women, if they're seamstress or they weave or carve, and to be able to do daily life. And so for us to be able to go into that community and to give back and provide some usable vision for these patients has really been a very neat experience and a very rewarding experience.
Absolutely. And for people that want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that, Dr. Cornell?
The easiest way is my cell phone, 503-577-5400. And then the office number is 503-598- 7616. And then I've still got an AOL account. So that's fmichaelcornell@aol.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much again, Dr. Cornell. We will have the links and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. But I definitely, you know, appreciate, you know, all the awesome things that you guys are doing as well too, and being able to kind of travel. And I feel like a true sign of impact is when you're able to kind of give of your gifts, you know, for the betterment of society. And as you talked about how important, you know, vision is, and to be able to give that to people and be able to provide that is truly phenomenal and a great reminder for us as well too. So definitely appreciate that and appreciate your time again, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO Gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.